Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, September 14th, 2020. Today's podcast is episode number 36 in series 2020 and is titled, Are You on the Narrow Road? In the seventh chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 13, the Word of God gives a sobering command and warning. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. What is the narrow gate? One biblical commentator calls the narrow gate the gate of true conversion. Many pray the sinner's prayer and believe that is all they need to do to be saved. But to pray the sinner's prayer without turning away from sin, without crucifying the flesh, without obeying the Lord's commands is pointless and even dangerous. True conversion means turning away from sin and living a life of holiness. This takes great effort, and few people are willing to put in the effort. It is not easy to say no to the flesh, to greed, to lust, to selfish ambition. Yet that is precisely what we must do if we want to follow Jesus Christ. There is a huge difference between accepting Christ as our Savior and accepting Him as our Lord. He Himself said that if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. Accepting Christ as Savior alone has a selfish aspect to it because it is an act of concern only for one's personal salvation. While this is certainly a good thing, the act cannot stop there. It must go beyond the concern for deliverance from hell to the love that inspires perfect obedience to the Lord who saved us. When Jesus called his 12 apostles, he commanded them to follow him. One definition of the word follow means to take orders from. When we choose to follow Jesus, we choose to take our orders from him and to put aside our own will and desires in order to accomplish his. Christians are often accused of being narrow-minded. Well, we are narrow-minded because our minds are continually focused on staying on the narrow road. It is far too easy to fall off the edge of the narrow road into the ditch of sin, precisely because the road is narrow. So our minds must continually focus on this truth, that the road is narrow and we must walk it carefully and not move off of it. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The sign of true conversion is self-denial. The cross we are to carry daily is precisely this self-denial. It is saying no daily to all those desires that are contrary to God's word and choosing instead to obey the Lord's commands as found in his word. If you have made Jesus your Savior but not your Lord, I urge you to repent and to complete a full conversion. Turn from your sins and begin to obey the Lord's commands. If you have not yet made Jesus your Savior and Lord, please do so now by praying this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I want to make you both Savior and Lord of my life. I accept you now as my Savior and as my Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Give me your grace to follow you, to deny myself, and to obey you all the days of my life. I ask and receive in your precious name. Amen. If you prayed this simple prayer, please write to me at drmarianne@marianndiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your walk with Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, his manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who he is and he instructs you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you can learn about Him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about many of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. I encourage you to visit my website bookstore at mariandiorio.com/book-table. If you have been blessed by this blog and podcast, I encourage you to share them with others. I also invite you to become a Winning with the Word patron on Patreon. As a patron, you will enjoy special benefits only for my patrons. Just go to patreon.com and search for Winning with the Word to join. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. We now reach 26 countries all over the world. I could not do this without your help. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.